One day, long, long ago, God was looking down upon the earth, watching the men and women he created, and he saw they had become extremely wicked. They were robbers.
Murderers!
And in general, not very nice folks. The holy God saw that every thought of man's heart was continually evil. So with a mighty sigh of grief, he decided to blot out every living thing off the face of the earth. But then God thought of Noah. Oh, how God loved Noah, for he was a righteous man and walked with God in all his ways. God came down to Noah and said,
Noah, I am going to destroy all the living and breathing creatures upon the earth.
And Noah said, which translates,
will you repeat that, please?
So God said it again. And Noah said, which translates,
that's what I thought you said.
Yes, Noah, I will destroy the whole earth by bringing a great flood upon it. However, you and your wife, your three sons and their wives, I will save. I will also save two of every kind of animal, bird, and creeping being that is upon the earth, male and female, and you are to gather them together. Now, I want you to build a boat. A very big boat. A very, very big boat. And put all the animals in it.
Well, Noah was quite overwhelmed by all this. He looked up to God, spread out his hands, and said,
how?
So God gave to Noah all the instructions he needed to build the ark. And soon Noah and his family were busy hammering and sawing. Noah's wife and daughter-in-laws would go for wood and help take care of all the animals. And during all this time, Noah's neighbors went on their wicked ways.
Take it easy, Noah. You have a big job building this size of boat. Don't listen to those neighbors.
Look at all the wood we're going to have to use.
And just think of all the animals we're going to have to take care of and feed.
Yeah, all the feeding.
We can do it. God has put faith in Noah and us to help with this quest, this very big quest.
After many years, the ark was finally finished. And the Lord came down to Noah and said,
it's time.
Then Noah very calmly, with a great deal of organization, went to get his family and the animals to bring them into the ark. Ha ha. Ha ha ha, can you imagine the confusion? The hippos are probably first in line and very slow. And the kangaroos shook the ramp with their constant hopping. The squirrels are chattering away and always getting out of line. And those crocodiles, well, they kept staring at the ostriches, which made them scream. The monkeys were swinging all over the place. But finally, they all got on the ark, and God himself shut the great door. Then it started to rain. It began with just a few sprinkles. Then it grew stronger. Then it began to pour. And it thundered. And lightning struck.
And every living creature on the earth drowned.
Except for Noah, his family and the animals, all safe on the ark. Finally, the rain... stopped, but it took 150 days for the water to dry up from the land. In the meantime, there is plenty to do aboard the ark.
The animals had to be fed and watered and comforted when they were thrived throughout the storm.
But at last, the ark came to rest upon the mountains of Ararat. When Noah was sure all the water had dried up, the great door of the ark was opened. Out came all the animals, happy to be free to roam the earth once more. Squirrels. Crocs. Ostrich. Kangaroos. Thank you. Noah and his family built an altar and offered upon it a sacrifice of praise to God for his deliverance. Then God set a rainbow in the sky as a symbol of his promise never to destroy the earth again by a flood. And every time we see a rainbow, it should remind us of Noah, his obedience and faith in God. God kept his promise to Noah, and he will keep his promises to all of us who believe and trust in him.
Thank you.